our voices next. Good evening, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to Arab Voices on Houston's Pacifica Radio, listener-sponsored, commercial-free KPFT 90.1 FM, with live streaming, podcasting, and online archive of previous shows at both kpft.org and arabvoices.net. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Today on the show, we will be talking about two upcoming local events right here in Houston. The first one is the special lecture scheduled for this coming Sunday for world-renowned Syrian poet Adonis, a 3-times Nobel Prize nominee and one of the most influential intellectuals of the Arabic-speaking world. In this rare appearance in Houston, Adonis will be speaking about the factors that hinder intellectual advancement in the Arab world and why a new way of thinking is not an option but an urgent necessity. And to talk about Adonis and this upcoming lecture in more details, we will be joined by Dr. Aziz Shibani, president of the Arab American Educational Foundation, the sponsor of this special event. And we will also tell you how you can attend this event free of charge, so stay tuned for that. In our second segment, we will talk about a new initiative launched in Houston that is called I Belong, an after-school program that targets Muslim and bicultural youth. We will talk about this pilot program, its objectives and goals, and the challenges youth in the community are facing with Suha Ahmed and Layla Rihawi, both with the marketing team of I Belong. But first, let's start with Arab Voices Community Calendar. The Arab American Cultural and Community Center will hold its 15th annual Unity and Friendship Gala this coming Saturday, October 16th at 6:30 p.m. The ACC galas are the cornerstone events of the community-wide efforts to improve the Arab American Cultural and Community Center land and building and to continue developing programs that serve the Arab American community as well as all Houstonians. This year, the ACC will be honoring the state of Qatar for electing Doha the capital of the Arab culture for the year 2010, and will also honor Dr. Philip Salem for lifetime achievement and Mr. Muhammad Salhoud for outstanding community service. The guest speaker at the gala will be Dr. Clofiz Maqsoud, former ambassador of the Arab League of the United Nations, whom we've had as a guest on this show before. The famous Syrian actor Muhammad al-Shammat, known as Abu Marzouq in Bab al-Hara, for those who watched it during Ramadan, will also be a guest of honor at the event. Again, this gala will be held Saturday, October 16th at 6:30 p.m. at the Post Oak Hilton Hotel Ballroom, located on 2001 Post Oak Boulevard. The gala will also include magic show by the great magician Derskal and entertainment by singer Jabour and the Arabic musical band. For more information or to purchase tickets, contact the ACC Gala team at 713-359-6461 or send email to accgala2010@gmail.com. A couple of annual local festivals will take place this coming weekend, so make a note of that. One of them is the annual Houston Turkish Festival. For more information on it, visit www.turkishfesthouston.com. And the second one is the International Festival of Fort Bend. And for more info on that, visit www.if-fb.org. The Houston World Affairs Council in Houston is organizing several lectures over the next few weeks that cover a wide range of topics. One of these lectures is titled, What Next for Egypt? The Succession from Hosni Mubarak and Beyond. Bruce Rutherford, Associate Professor of Political Science at Colgate University and Director of the University's Program in Middle Eastern Studies and Islamic Civilization, will be the guest speaker. And that event will be held on October 20th at 6 p.m. at the Junior League, located on 1811 Briar Oaks Lane. Another lecture sponsored by the Houston World Affairs Council is titled Lebanon, Past, Present, and Future. The guest speaker for that will be Sami Jmayel, a Lebanese politician and a senior member of the Falange Party. He is the younger son of former Lebanese president Amin Jmayel and the brother of the assassinated Lebanese member of parliament Pierre Amin Jmayel. That lecture will be held on October 25th at 11:30 a.m. at the Western Oaks Hotel in the Galleria. And a third lecture titled Iran, Energy, Nuclear Ambitions, and Sanctions is scheduled for November 12th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton Americas in downtown Houston. The guest speaker will be Eugene Goltz with the University of Texas, a research associate at MIT's Security Studies Program, who currently works in the Office of Industrial Policy at the Department of Defense. For more information on any of these lectures organized by the Houston World Affairs Council, visit www.wachouston.org. A special stand-up comedian tour called The Arabs Gone Wild is coming to Houston. After playing to sold-out shows in Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Anaheim, and Los Angeles, The Arabs Gone Wild tour heads out for an 8-city fall tour, including, for the first time, Houston. The show features Arab-American comedians Dean Obedallah, Aaron Qadir and Maysoon Zayed, plus special guests Omar Elba and Baha Khalil. The Arabs Gone Wild stand-up comedian tour will take place on Saturday, November 6th at 8 p.m. at the House of Blues, located on 1204 Caroline Street. For more details about the tour, visit www.arabsgonewild.com. And these events are just a few of many others scheduled in Houston. For a detailed list of all of those events, visit our website at www.arabvoices.net. You will also find links to alternative news and resources about the Arab world, its history and civilization, as well as resources for Arab Americans and about Arab Americans. That's www.arabvoices.net. We will take a break now, and when we come back, we will have two separate segments on the show. The first one is about the special lecture scheduled for this coming Sunday for world-renowned Syrian poet Adonis, a 3-time Nobel Prize nominee and one of the most influential intellectuals of the Arabic-speaking world. Adonis will speak about the factors that hinder intellectual advancement in the Arab world and why a new way of thinking is not an option but an urgent necessity. And to talk about Adonis and this upcoming lecture in more details, we will be joined by Dr. Aziz Shibani, president of the Arab American Educational Foundation, the sponsor of this special event. We will also tell you how you can attend this event free of charge, so stay tuned. In our second segment, we will talk about a new initiative launched in Houston that is called I Belong, an after-school program that targets Muslim and bicultural youth. We will talk about the pilot program, its objectives and goals, and the challenges youth in the community are facing. And the guests for that segment are Suha Ahmed and Layla Rehawi, both with the marketing team of I Belong. Stay tuned.
خرج الورد من حوضه لملاقاتها كانت الشمس.
Adonis, world-renowned Syrian poet, 3-time Nobel Prize nominee, and one of the most influential intellectuals of the Arabic-speaking world, is coming to Houston. The late literary critic Edward Said called Adonis today's most daring and provocative poet. In this rare appearance, Adonis will speak about the factors that hinder intellectual advancement in the Arab world and why a new way of thinking is not an option but an urgent necessity. Come and listen to Adonis on Sunday, October 17th at 2 p.m. at the Museum of Fine Arts, Houston. A reception and book signing will follow the program. Mention Arab Voices for free admission. This event is sponsored by the Arab American Educational Foundation. For more information, visit www.mfah.org. This is KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM. Welcome back to Arab Voices on Houston Specifica Radio. Listeners sponsored commercial-free KPFT 90.1 FM with live streaming, podcasting, and online archive of previous shows at both kpft.org and arabvoices.net. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Joining us now live over the phone from Houston is Dr. Aziz Shibani, president of the Arab American Educational Foundation. Dr. Shibani is the director of the Nerve and Muscle Center of Texas and is the clinical associate professor of medicine at Baylor College of Medicine. He was recently named to the list of best doctors in America for 2009-2010 Houston metro area. Dr. Aziz Shibani served as past president of the Arab American Medical Association Houston and is currently serving as vice president of the Arab American Medical Association National. He was also past president for the Arab American Cultural and Community Center right here in Houston. Dr. Shibani, welcome to Arab Voices.
Thank you very much, Saeed.
Thanks. We're pleased to have you on the show. Before we talk about Adonis and his upcoming trip to Houston, could you give us and our listeners, please, information about the Arab American Educational Foundation?
Yes, the Arab American Educational Foundation, the AAEF, was established in 1985 with the main mission of promoting an understanding of Arabic culture and history through different activities, including inviting speakers and organizing cultural events, and establishing chairs in different universities to teach about the positive values of the Arabic culture. The foundation has no political or religious affiliations. The most prominent activity of the foundation or legacy is the establishment of a chair of Arabic studies at Rice University in 1997. And this chair has been occupied by Professor Osama Maqdisi since ever. Dr. Maqdisi is an internationally renowned figure in Middle East history. And the invitation of Adonis falls within this context.
And, of course, for those who tune into this show frequently, they know that we've had Dr. Osama Maqdisi on Arab Voices several times over the past few years. So tell us more. We have this big, huge event that will be held in Houston this coming Sunday for world-renowned Syrian poet Adonis. Tell us, if you could, please, first about who is Adonis? Why is he so important?
Well, Adonis has played a major role in the shaping of the Arabic culture in the last 50 or 60 years. He has written and published more than 30 books, and he has translated many books, and his works have created a new cultural and intellectual dimensions in the Arab world. Adonis was called as the most prominent living Arab poet. And as a part of the mission of the AAEF, as I mentioned, Adonis was invited in order to introduce the Americans to certain aspects of the thinking in the Arab worlds that might not be seen in the media on a daily basis.
Now, Adonis was called one time by the late literary critic Edward Said, who passed away a few years ago, and he was, to me, Palestine's foremost commentator and intellectual on the Palestinian issue. He called Adonis one time, quote, today's most daring and provocative poet. Why do you think he gave him that title?
Well, Adonis does have the reputation of invoking controversies. And he loves it. His main intake is to introduce new ideas. He never claimed to be a truth teller. He just wanted to introduce ideas that are beyond the restrictions of the current cultural borders in the Arab countries. You know, Adonis has made many controversial statements that have helped bring up some questions in the Middle East, because Adonis thinks that the current prevalent culture in the Middle East and in the Arab countries restricts people from asking questions, and he rightly thinks that asking questions is the main characteristic that makes human beings different than other creatures. So this ability to ask questions should never be restricted.
And because of some of his controversial comments and his views on things, and he talks frequently about Islam, Christianity, politics, all kinds of topics, he talks about them, not just reads his own poetry, but he's a Syrian, and one time Syria banned him from living there, correct?
I think in 1956 he was an activist in one of the local prohibited parties, the National Syrian Party. And he was jailed for 11 months, and then at that time he left Syria to Lebanon, and he lived there, and he was naturalized and until the civil war broke out, and then he left and lived in France.
And is he currently living in Syria or in France?
Currently, he has multiple places. See, one of the things about Adonis is that he likes to travel. He thinks that this is the only way that a human can renew himself. So he does live. He has a place in France, but also he stays quite a bit in Beirut. And during summertime, usually he goes to his village, Qassabin, in Syria. And he moves for lectures all around the world.
So tell us more about, so obviously the Arab American Educational Foundation, your organization is sponsoring him, you're all bringing him here to Houston. So tell us more about his appearance in Houston.
Well, I think there are several things to tell about Adonis and his ability to conduct a fruitful discussion. I think the Adonis will present in different places. In the Museum of Fine Arts, he is going to speak about the need for Arab revival, and that's going to be this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. The lecture is going to introduce different concepts that he stood for in the last several decades, including his quest for secular democracy and his intense critic of politicized religion. He always has called for a new framework for thinking and reasoning in the Middle East. And so he will go over many of these concepts and questions and bring to the audience some questions that should bring more questions and provoke thinking about the sound methods to resolve the cultural stagnation in the Arab countries.
So he will... sorry, go ahead, continue.
This is one of the activities. The next day, that will be Monday, he will... be hosted by the University of Houston and by the English department, and he will speak about specialized issues on literature, and he will, that will be attended by many students and postgraduates and professors from the University of Houston and from other universities. And the third one will be a private recitation of poetry that is going to be conducted at the Rothko Chapel on the 20th of this month. at 7 p.m. And that is a restricted event and is by invitation only. And basically, people who like to hear Adonis read, and that will be translated by Dr. Khalid Mataula, who has translated a new book and new works for Adonis, which has just come out and published by Yale University. And the book will be available in all these events for sale, and Adonis will be there for discussion and for signing.
Now, on the event that's open to everybody, and that is this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Museum of Fine Arts, he's going to be actually speaking, making a lecture, and also reading poem of his own?
Yeah, and that one, we decided that it would be dry to just restrict the presentation to a lecture. So also he's going to read some poems to make the environment a little bit more friendly.
Now, I know he doesn't speak English, so will there be translation at that event?
Yes, this will be a simultaneous translation, and the lecture room will be equipped by the tools for that. And the translation will be done by Dr. Maher Awad from Rice University.
Very well. And his book, you mentioned, is going to be there available. Is there going to be a question and answer session at that event at the Museum of Fine Arts?
Yes, yes. I think, Adonis doesn't like to lecture because, as I said, that he never tried to be a truth teller. He tries to bring questions and tries to engage the audience. So I think the questions and answers will be the bulk of the event.
Very well. And I have an announcement of my own to our listeners. For those who are interested in going to see Adonis this Sunday, October 17th at 2 p.m. at the Museum of Fine Arts Houston, you can do so and get there free if you just mention Arab Voices at the door. So mention Arab Voices and you will be allowed to enter for free of charge. Just keep in mind it's first come, first serve basis. Once the hall is full, they won't be able to allow others to enter. Dr. Aziz, what are the things you'd like our listeners to know about this upcoming major event in Houston?
They can visit the website of the foundation, the AAEF. theaaef.org, or the Museum of Fine Arts of Houston, mfah.org, for more information.
And we will have links to both of these on our website, arabvoices.net. And I don't know if we mentioned, of course, that world-renowned Syrian poet Adonis was nominated 3 times for the Nobel Prize. And he is, like we said, pretty much known worldwide. Well, Dr. Aziz, we really want to thank you so much for your time this evening to share with us the information about this upcoming event that is sponsored by your organization, the Arab American Educational Foundation. Thank you, Dr. Aziz, so much. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Saeed, for your interest.
Thanks, Dr. Aziz Shibani, President of the Arab American Educational Foundation. Thanks a lot. And again, for more information about it, several websites have that information, and we have links to all of them on our website, arabvoices.net. Again, mention Arab Voices at the Museum of Fine Arts Houston, and you will be entering that event free of a charge. We will take a break now, and when we come back, we will talk about a new initiative launched in Houston called I Belong, an after-school program that targets Muslim and bicultural youth. We will talk about this pilot program, its objectives and goals, and the challenges youth in our community are facing, with two guests, Soha Ahmed and Layla Rehawi, both of them with the marketing team for I Belong. Stay tuned.
خرج الورد من حوضه لملاقاتها كانت الشمس عريانة في الخريف سوى خيط غيم على خصرها هكذا يولد الحب في القرية التي جئت منها نهضت أسأل عنك الفجر هل نهضت، رأيت وجهك حول البيت مرتسما في كل غصن، رميت الفجر عن كتفي جاءت، أم الحلم أغواني، سألت ندى على الغصون، سألت الشمس هل قرأت خطاك، أين لمست الباب كيف مشى إلى جوارك ورد البيت والشجر. أكاد أشطر أيامي وأنشطر، دمي هناك وجسمي ها هنا ورق يجره في هشيم العالم الشرر.
That was the voice of world-renowned Syrian poet Adonis reading one of his own poem, خرج الورد من حوضه. It's مقطع من قصيدة أول الجسد آخر البحر. I'm sorry, I don't have the English translation handy. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Arab Voices on Houston Pacifica Radio. Listeners, sponsored commercial-free KPFT 90.1 FM with live streaming, podcasting, and online archive of previous shows at both kpft.org and arabvoices.net. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. We'll talk next about a new initiative launched in Houston, and it's called I Belong. It's an after-school program that targets Muslim and bicultural youth. And joining us now live in the studio to talk about this new program in Houston are two ladies from I Belong. We have Layla Rihawi, Financial Director for I Belong, and Soha Ahmed, Marketing Coordinator for I Belong. Layla and Suha, welcome to Arab Voices.
Good evening. Thank you for having us.
Good evening. Thank you. We're pleased to have you with us on the show. And by the way, for our listeners, if you have any questions during this conversation for our guests, feel free to give us a call at 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT. Suha, I'd like to begin with you.
Yes.
I Belong, this new program, a new initiative. What is it all about?
Well, Saeed, just a brief history about the pilot program. We had a community member who was doing research on Muslim youth, and what she found was that students led a double life. So it's this dichotomy along with a void in developing the youth. In today's society, we have many of our kids that are what we call latchkey kids. So between the hours of 3:30, which is after school, till about 7 when the parents come home, they're kind of left to their own vices, and it's that time that we feel that there could be a possibility of development that leads them astray. So our community member had done some research, and she found a study at the University of Illinois on youth development, and it showed that youth who participated in after-school programs improved significantly in three specific areas: feelings and attitudes, indicators of behavioral adjustment, and school performance. So what they found was after-school programs was an excellent vehicle for promoting positive youth development. Most success was promoting positive feelings and attitudes that were all used an evidence-based approach, and it utilized four distinct criteria. And what they found was the sequence training, which is breaking skills to be learned, active training, which is letting the youth act upon these materials that they've learned, focus content, which is a component of the program which we develop personal and social skills, and explicitness, which ensures the program makes it clear what skills is expected to be learned. We created what's called a SAFE program, and these four aspects we hope to facilitate youth involvement in the community and society at large through community service and promote positive youth development, integration, and engagement in civic society. We found also that we want to help engage our youth and have them belong, if you will, within our society through civic engagements and volunteerism.
Now, you mentioned at the beginning that the research was done on youth development, and you talked about the Muslim youth in Houston and so on. Is this program targeting only the Muslim youth? And you've mentioned in your literature that it's bicultural also.
Yes.
Elaborate more on that. Is it open to anybody or...
The program is open to anybody, but what we found also, there's some possibilities of extremism within Muslim society, and so we're hoping to pinpoint that and deviate that. There's an initiative called the Straight Path Initiative, which we've incorporated in our program. So in terms of Muslims, we've encompassed that, and bicultural, I mean, you could take this program and you can talk about Hispanic American, you can talk about African American. A lot of these kids suffer similar situations.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean, or tell us more about that straight path for those kids that are identified as you described them?
There's certain aspects in society that, once again, when the kids are left to their own vices between the hours of 3:30 and 6:30, they're open to anything. They're sponges. So if they're given something which may not necessarily be influential in the positive way, we want to steer them from that. We have some examples that have led children to become radicalized within the Muslim religion. So we want to prevent these situations, and that's what has been known as the Straight Path Initiative. We want to teach them the actual, understanding of what the religion is, not to be afraid of it, not to be ashamed of it, because in today's society, specifically post 9/11, this has been quite a hot topic.
Now, does this program, the proposal for it to be held daily, every day from 3:30 to 6:30 or 7 o'clock, or what are the proposed hours? I know it hasn't started yet, correct?
Right, that's correct. It hasn't started yet. I'm going to hand that over to Layla, if you will, and let her talk about those aspects.
Sure. Layla Rahawi is also with the I Belong, and she's the financial director for I Belong. Tell us more about how is the program, what are the plans for it, how is it going to work in terms of hours, and who can qualify and participate and so on.
Thank you, Saeed. Thanks, Suha. And I guess really briefly about the the details. Our program is set up to run Monday through Thursday, 3:30 to 6:30. Basically, an example of how each day could go. We'll start off from, say, 3:30 to 4 with a snack, waiting for our kids to come in. We'll be offering transportation for our students that cannot, whose parents cannot drop them off. For example, the ones that have parents that work full time. After the snack, after arrivals, we'll have a homework session, which will offer students a chance to get some tutoring, get some help to complete their homework. And then after that, the fun starts, and we have some clubs, some electives, some skills training set up that these kids can get involved in. I'll delve into that in a little bit, actually. There is an opportunity for parents feel that 4 days a week is too much. We do have a part-time option where they can come in 2 days a week.
What are the ages of the kids that can participate in this program?
Our target age group is 12 to 17. We're trying to focus in on that. Eventually, at some point, it would be amazing if we could branch out to the younger ages. But because that is the age that we feel is most vulnerable to the possible radicalization or extremism within the religion, that's where we're starting out the pilot program with.
Where is it planned to be held? Do you all have a particular location and where do the students need to go to?
Yes, we do. We have a we can call it our office, our classroom, will be located not too far from Al-Faruq Masjid off Conrad Sauer and Westview. We'll be giving the address and the phone number in a little bit about that. So we do have a location just for this program, and conveniently enough, it is located near the Faruk Masjid.
And that's by close to I-10 and Bill 28
in
the west side of town.
Mm-hmm. Our pilot program is scheduled to start November 9th. Mm-hmm. What we're doing is we're trying to follow the HISD academic calendar. And these programs will go in increments of 9 weeks at a time. So because we have quite a few different clubs that we're offering these students, we're offering them the opportunity to select. So they're more like electives, if you will. We have specific core things of which we will require them to take, like, you know, their homework. We want them to complete their homework. This is one of the reasons why they are with us. We have that responsibility for homework completion. Then their clubs and electives are... Honesty of the Mind is an example of one. The 3 o'clock program is another. We have Bicultural Competence is another program. You Are the Boss is an entrepreneurship program. So there's quite a few things that they'll be able to take.
So do you all provide tutors for the kids also? If somebody wants help with their educational materials for their particular class or particular school?
Yes. Yeah, we will have tutors. We are trying to get actual professional certified professionals that are going to be helping the students. So it won't be just someone that happens to be good at math or happens to be good at English. We'll have certified professionals working with these students. It won't just be, for example, just someone that wanted to volunteer. It will be someone that is certified to teach or tutor in that particular subject matter.
So you have people already lined up that will be teaching and that will supervise these kids and take
yes.
care of these sessions mm-hmm. that you've talked about, what's being offered.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty about this program also is that it's not, like Layla said, it's not just about volunteering. We have actually professional people that this is within their scope of their profession. So if there is something that they single out there that they notice that a child may need some closer attention or may need some counseling, we do actually have social workers and a psychologist that is on staff to help us with these issues. And we do work very closely with the parents. We want the parents to be part of that because I think part of the bicultural competence, there has to be an understanding from the parents of what the children are going through and what they endure every day. A lot of kids live a life of let's say, like Soha with her friends and Soha with her family. They're two different people. So we're trying to blend that together and have them in have both the parents and the child understand that they can be that one person.
Well, I want to remind the listeners, if they have any questions, they can give us a call and ask them live on the air. That number is 713-526-5738. If you have any questions for any of our two guests, Layla Rehawi, the financial director for the new program, I Belong, or Suha Ahmed, the marketing coordinator for the same program. You can call us. Again, the number is 713-526-5738. What is the goal in terms of participation? What are you all shooting for? How many kids to participate, and how many have signed up so far?
Well, capacity for each 9-week session is 100 students. Right now, we are
About halfway through. Registered students.
For the first period, let's call it.
For the first nine weeks, yes.
And again, we'll be starting that November 9th.
So there is still plenty of time for to reach possibly that goal.
Yes, and for anybody who's interested in registering their student or their child, we actually have all the information online at ibelonghouston.com.
There is no www, though, however. I just want to point that out to our listeners. It is http://ibelonghouston.com. We also have a phone number you can call. It's 832-303-1382. And again, all of our information about how to register, how to sign up your children, is available on the website. It goes into more detail about the program. And there is also the option to help support, sponsor the program if people, maybe you don't have a teenager, but you still would like to be a part of the program. You can, you know, show us your support, make a donation, support and sponsor.
Now, there are lots of programs out there offered by private entities. Some of them are offered even by HISD schools and other schools where they call them after school programs, mm-hmm. and so on. Mm-hmm. What differentiates this particular program than the other programs that are available out there?
I have a little thing to say about that, and then maybe Suha can help me out with it. The difference with this program is that it really is a Muslim-American program. It incorporates two different elements. You've got... obviously, you're trying to incorporate this Muslim identity. You want our kids to hold on to their value system religiously. But at the same time, you want them to feel that they are American, that this country is also their home, that they don't need to feel a disconnect that they do sometimes, that within their own social circle, within their families even. This program, what is so great about it, is that it really does help children integrate into this society that almost in a way we feel, I mean, as a Muslim American myself, we feel that it is almost pushing us out sometimes because of what we see in the media, because of, you know, current events that are going on, not just 9/11, but you've got the Quran burning that was supposed to happen last month, and then you've got
Board of Education
labeling not Muslims.
Soha, I know you were heavily involved in that Board of Education, mm-hmm. that is directly affecting these kids that we're talking about,
exactly.
What they study in history books and so on. Why don't you tell us more about that, refresh our memories and the listeners, and what happened with that Texas Board of Education?
Well, basically, and it's actually current in today's academic curriculum for social studies and history. When we talk about world history, we talk about Muslims, we talk about Palestine, we talk about pretty much anything in the Middle East. There's quite a negative connotation within that education. They fail to mention all the positives that we had, you know, in the Muslim society, you know, scientifically, mathematically, and whatnot. When I actually went up and spoke against the Board of Education, there was a college student who approached me and he said, you know, the stuff is in the books now. When they talk about Islam, it's very derogatory. When they talk about Palestinians, we're all terrorists. So these children today in public schools get this day in and day out. And this is why I really feel that this program, the time for this program is now. You were asking what's the difference between this program and something that another public school offers. I think the difference is that we've taken the time to see the experiences that these children go through. You can say Muslim, you can say Hispanic American, you can say African American. This cultural competence is very, very important. As a matter of fact, the program we have, the Bicultural Competence Program, was developed for Native Americans. And what we took, this is a Harvard program. It's been very well researched, very well documented. We've taken this concept, we've taken this program, and we've adapted it to benefit the Muslim youth, if you will.
Spirit. What is the so far the reception from the community? I know you've all been talking about this and trying to promote it. Obviously, you've reached already 50% of your goal in terms of participation. To have 50 kids is not something easy. It's that's a lot to have 50. And what is the reaction so far? Have you and the input from the families?
I think the reaction's been positive. It's like I said, it's filling a void that we've always known that was there, and we've tangibly acknowledged this void, and now we're trying to create the answer for it so we can prevent anything that may happen negatively in the future.
All right, we have some listeners on hold wanting to ask questions. The number again is 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. If you have any questions for any of our guests, Laila Rihawi or Suha Ahmed, both of them with the new initiative, the new program in Houston that is called I Belong. The first caller is Sophia. Sophia, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm wondering, I want to attend the program, the I Belong program, but I want to know how the bus program is going to work, because I have full-time parents, and I just want to know, like, how is it going to work? Are they going to pick us from our house, or what?
Where are you located, Sophia? Thank you for calling in.
Like, I don't, where's Belfort?
There will be vans and other sorts of transportation that will be actually, we'll have pickup points, so we might not necessarily get to the person's house, but if there's a way to meet the children at certain pickup points, we'll take them from there to the center. That's how we're planning on sorting that out.
Sophia, there's a number I want you to call. It is actually 832-303-1382. Your question is very valid, and we would love to see how we can help you, and we'd love to have you in our program. If you have about a couple, five other friends that you think would benefit or would be interested in that, we will definitely be able to work on that transportation and bring you into our program.
Okay, can you say the number again?
Yes, the number is 832-303-1382.
1382, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Sophia, for that call. 713-526-5738 is the number to call and ask questions about this new program that's called I Belong. Are there any sponsors of this program locally here in Houston or on the national level, or is this pretty much all independently, privately, if you will, established program?
Right now, because it is a pilot program, we are seeking some funding or donations at this point. In the future, we're hoping to get federal grants and state grants to allow us to continue this program. Once again, this being a pilot program, our intention is to be able to offer this nationally. There's quite a bit of other states that I think this program would be very well suited for. So that's why we're limiting our seating, if you will, to 100 students this year, so we can actually see what works and what we need to tweak. And the beauty about this program, there is some professors and researchers and leading experts in this area, one of them being Michelle Fine. She's a assistant professor at City University of New York, and when she reviewed this program, she was very excited about this program, and she is actually our external third party who will be coming to assess our program. At the beginning of the program, she'll be assessing our students, once again in the middle of the program and at the end of the program. So we're going to have these 100 students very well followed very well. We want to see their development. We want to see the positive outcomes, and if there's any negative outcomes, how can we correct these issues?
Very well. Let's take a call from Salman. Salman, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I just had a kind of a question and a criticism of somewhat. I noticed what you are talking about is like trying to divert the children from extremism and this kind of thing. What I see as a trend, it's my opinion that what I've observed is that a lot of times, a lot of organizations, they go to the other end of the extreme. For example, there's a big trend right now where I see people, you know, they're constantly referring to themselves as American Muslims versus Muslim American, and it seems like a minute thing, but to me it seems like a kind of a big deal, because you know the way that I understood Islam is that allegiance goes to God first and foremost, and that anything that disagrees with that, we don't defy the Creator to obey the creation. So my concern is, you know, I've seen some of the literature that y'all have, and it does say American Muslim versus Muslim American. Is that something y'all thought about? Or it seems almost like sometimes with certain organizations, I'm not going to be specific, maybe it seems like an agenda, you know, to teach the kids to basically give up their Islamic values when they conflict with the, you know, secular ideas or what have you. So if you could please comment on that, I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Salman, for that call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Salman. Actually, I really would like to comment on that. I understand completely where you're coming from, but I don't think that was really the intent when we said Muslim-American, American-Muslim. We were using the term interchangeably. I guess I'd like to just take a moment to kind of delve into the specifics about some of the activities so that maybe our listeners can rest assured that these are not activities that are going to be in a way influencing our youth to vie away from Muslim values. We have a few things. One of the first programs I'd like to bring up is actually an activity called Managing Pressures Before Marriage Program. It consists of about five 1 hour long sessions that address the risks of early let's call it intimate involvement with the opposite sex, for keeping this PG. The curriculum discusses social and media pressures to become active and intimate, and it teaches these students methods for handling these pressures. We've got brainstorming activities, critical analyses, role-playing, skills training, skills rehearsal. So it specifies that abstinence until marriage is the expected standard, expected of our youth, and we'll be separating our students into young teens and older teens, and then again we'll be splitting them by boys and girls.
Very well. It seems like this is a major program that,
yes.
I was looking at the literature. You all have so much details, very, very, very well thought about program, that you really have so much details, which is good when it comes to children and education and so on. Unfortunately, we are out of time, so I'll give you opportunity one more time to give the website for those who needing more information.
Our website is ibelonghouston.com. And one other thing I want to point out is our civic engagement. This is very important for having students to feel that they belong in this society.
Very well. Many thanks to both of my guests, Soha Ahmed, Marketing Coordinator for I Belong, and Layla Rihawi, Financial Director for I Belong. We appreciate your time this evening.
Thank you, Saeed.
Thanks. And that wraps it up for the show tonight. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Sherry for her assistance with the phones and the board this evening. Technology Bites is coming up next. This is Saeed, Executive Producer and Host of Arab Voices. Until we meet next Wednesday, peace on earth.
خرج الورد من حوضه لملاقاتها كانت الشمس
أدونيس, world-renowned Syrian poet, three times Nobel Prize nominee, and one of the most influential intellectuals of the Arabic-speaking world, is coming to Houston. The late literary critic Edward Said called Adonis today's most daring and provocative poet. In this rare appearance, Adonis will speak about the factors that hinder intellectual advancement in the Arab world and why a new way of thinking is not an option but an urgent necessity. Come and listen to Adonis on Sunday, October 17th at 2 p.m. at the Museum of Fine Arts, Houston. A reception and book signing will follow the program. Mention Arab Voices for free admission. This event is sponsored by the Arab American Educational Foundation. For more information, visit www.mfah.org. This is KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Larry Winters inviting you to get your tofurkey in the oven and buns in the Anderson Fair on Monday night, November 22nd at 8 p.m. to hear folk singer David Rovick. David Rovick is a prolific and poignant songwriter with a radically progressive bend. He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry. He is the peace poet of our time and what Amy Goodman calls the musical version of Democracy Now! This is a benefit for your favorite radio station and mine. Thanks for giving to 90.1 KPFT Houston.
If you knew the bombs were falling, if they showed them hit the ground, if you could see the bodies flying.
I am the Voice of Pacifica Radio.
Ana Sol Radio Pacifica al KPFT 90.1 FM for Houston.
Unasikiza 90.1 FM KPFT Houston.
Yawad hai Pacifica Radio KPFT 90.1 FM.
Oh hi, Pacifica Toy, Kissing Scene.
Chaliye, aaj hum sab mil karke is dharti pe shanti ke liye.
Chúng tôi muốn nói lên sự thật cho giới lãnh đạo được biết. Chúng tôi là Pacifica Radio KPFT 90.1 FM.
一同向和平進發，我哋係侯司長嘅 Pacifica KPFT 90.1 FM 90.1.
Pacifica.